30 minutes or so, absolutely no agenda, and working on the second glass of whatever. That's when the evening gets interesting, when the stories and thoughts just come, like a work week too full that tips over, and the pent-up laughter pours out. These are the unguarded thoughts and opinions, the anecdotes and antics, the conversations that just plain happen on a Thursday night, when you're two beers in. Now, here are the hosts of Two Beers In, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Podcast went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
So, Doug, how's your self-esteem?
Really, that's the thing?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's the line. Right there. That's the line.
For Monica, it's 106 degrees. For Doug, it's
you're
fat.
Fatty, McFatty fat.
I mean, the things that I've said to you, Doug.
I know, right?
And it's your fat. That's the thing.
Yep.
That would be actually really funny.
If that was my trigger? Oh, God, yeah, that'd be funny.
But it's not true, so it makes it funnier.
I know. How many years have you been trying to trigger me? I mean, being extra friendly.
I don't know. I try to think of, like, let me see. But I've never really been consciously mean to you, so. And you've never been consciously mean to me, so.
Nope. Bitch.
Asshole.
And hello.
You're listening to Two Beers In.
Today on the therapy session.
Brent Weaver. And I'm drinking a lot.
Trauma is awesome. You're going to love this episode.
I'm your other co-host, Monica Ballard, and I'm enjoying a really fat beer.
Can you really enjoy anything
yes,
right now?
Yes, I can. Yes, I.
Yeah, we're happy. Don't know
I
about
am.
You.
I am. Yes. We're happy and we know it.
I'm going to clap my hands.
And we do not have drinking problems.
No, I drink just enough.
That's right. Just so we named a show Two Beers In. So we could get together every other week and drink and just talk about whatever shit came into our heads.
And
but it's not an excuse.
It was supposed to be positive.
It's not. It's, yes.
It's a positive thing here at the Aristocrat Lounge on Burnett Road in Austin, Texas.
That's right.
Where every week we talk about positive things.
Your pain amuses me.
And with us tonight.
Hi, Doug Vels.
Doug.
Damn glad to meet you.
Yeah. Damn glad
freshman,
to meet you.
Freshman rush chair. Damn glad to meet you.
Doug and I are having golden lagers, which, I don't know, it sounds like a band name or something.
Golden lagers.
Yeah, don't get that confused with
your eyes. Beatles. It's
yes,
Beatles.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm old.
It's funny because the Beatles.
Yes.
And Doug's fat. Also Doug's fat.
Oh. Okay, I'm over it.
My friend Jesse McDonald's like, Brett, you're riding the line there, buddy. It's not funny.
You're fat shaming me?
A little bit.
Okay.
Wow.
Well.
And segue
Man,
into the wall.
So.
Now that we're done slamming one another, we've just run out of shit to talk about.
I have found happiness, a little bit of happiness.
What?
By putting things in my shoes.
Nails, cayenne pepper.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you know, like a positive thing is when you... This actually reminds me of Saturday Night Live sketch, where you've had something stuck in your foot for a long time, and then when it comes out and it feels better, that's a real positive thing. 6 weeks ago.
I'm starting to feel like that about this presidency.
Right. Oh,
just, oh,
no, no politics.
Oh, sorry. I had to go there. Sorry.
So 6 weeks ago, Typo became very happy and knocked over a wine glass, which broke on the carpet.
Uh-huh.
And not all the pieces were picked up. But most of it was. One piece did not.
One piece is all
a
it takes.
A very small sliver found its way into the arch of my foot. Just small enough to where I could not get it with tweezers.
Mm.
To where I... Oh, excuse me. To where I also went to urgent care just because I didn't want to go during the day and take off work, which then they said, you really shouldn't do this here. You should go to a podiatrist. $250, please. Yeah. And so then I went to the podiatrist, and he said, go soak your head. And I was like, what? And he goes, no, your foot. I was like, I heard your head. He's like, no, it's your foot. And he says, or I can root around in there and we'll figure it out.
Oh, you know.
And he's like,
soaking sounds so much better than rooting around.
I love that he just goes, or we can just root around in there. Like, I'll do the other thing.
Do the soaking thing.
It's to get the all different types of Epsom salt and draw it out. Draw it out.
Yes.
So, and not only that, he also prescribed orthotics. Yes, I'm 51 years old. Shut up. So
now it's in his pancreas.
Because if you go to a podiatrist,
yes,
they are going to tell you how you're walking wrong and what.
Oh,
what
I already knew it because my back's been jacked up for so long, and my knee, and so it's enough to where I was like, yeah, I need to go see this guy anyway. Besides the piece
of
glass,
besides the shard of glass,
a shard of glass in my foot. So he's like, yeah, go soak it, and you know what? I'm not going to order the fancy orthotics. Just get it this kind from this place. I'm like, cool. So I did that, and I got shit ton of Epsom salts, and every night, soaking my foot in the water. And every day, I'm wearing shoes, and I can feel that piece of glass just re-damaging me. And I'm like, this can't be right. And then 2 days ago, I'm soaking my foot, and I check, and there it is sitting right on the surface, and I just pull the piece of glass out, and EK goes, what? And I'm like, I put it in her hand, a little piece of glass. She goes, oh, my God, and I go, I think that's it. And sure enough, starting the next day, oh, my foot's not bleeding anymore, and I feel better. Hey, you know what else? Since wearing these orthotics, my back doesn't hurt as much anymore, and I can, wow.
Wow.
And my love life has improved, which made EK worry.
And I can now see in color again.
Hey,
and
I understand the true meaning of Columbus Day.
I glitter when I walk.
Yes.
And
I'm a unicorn.
You're playing with the Packers now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
There we go. So yeah, it's been a really positive thing. Like, it's but this the whole thing with my back has been going on for years, and yet it's feeling better.
Uh huh. Next thing you know, you're gonna tell me that a mattress is gonna change your life.
No, I already got a mattress.
Oh.
I already tried that. That didn't work.
Okay.
No.
I've had the same mattress since Jim and I moved here in 2001.
Monica, a mattress is going to change your life.
That's what I hear. But I'm so frightened of making the wrong mattress decision. It's like a huge deal. They're very expensive.
Monica, usually I wouldn't say this to you.
Yes.
Why don't you come over to my house and get on my bed?
Hey, whoa.
Mm.
Hey. Good thing EK isn't here.
Oh, you know what? Look, let's make this bed. Why don't you come to my house and get on my dad's bed?
All right, that is just sick.
Because I say that because our the mattress that in the master bedroom,
yes,
it was about $900.
Yeah.
And the one in the guest bedroom was $150, and it's actually very nice. And I'm not doing brands. We're not here to sell those damn mattresses.
Yeah.
But that's a possibility.
Yeah. Huh.
$150. for a queen size.
You know, I look at the
your mattress sponsors, please.
I look at
out.
The ads online and things like that for the mattresses that they mail to your house.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah, so, like
really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but my big fear is, all right, they mail it to my house, and I get to try it for 90, 100 days or whatever. Yeah. If I don't like it, then what happens to it? What do I do then?
They come get it and send it to,
a homeless shelter. Okay.
Yeah, and Goodyear. Okay. Goodyear.
Goodyear.
I'm driving on
they
my
take mattress. It, yes. They turn it into tires. They take it to Goodwill.
That explains a lot.
Goodwill.
Goodwill. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right.
I mean, worth a try. And the one that we found, we just went over to, Dad found it online. In Craigslist. But it's not used. It's
buying
brand new.
Buying a mattress on Craigslist.
But, you know, it was a guest bed. So I was like,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, $150. Right. Bucks. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Very happy with it.
Okay.
Very happy with it.
Yeah. Well, in my travels, you know, there are hotels that I stay in where I sleep on mattresses and pillows, and I'm kind of like, oh, my God, this is – I long to go on business trips just so I can get a good night's sleep.
It's
because, yeah.
The Monica, a mattress is going to change your life.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
You know, you need to, first of all, check under your mattress for peas. just check
money,
for peas.
Money, bags of big stacks of money. Who knows what Jim might have put under
that's
there?
That's right. You've not moved the mattress since then.
Well,
there could
no,
be
because I have moved.
That's true.
So,
but maybe the guys
maybe
who helped
inside.
You move.
Yeah. Maybe it's inside.
That
the
would be. Did he say anything like there's money in the banana stand
he,
or
no,
anything like that?
He did
like
not
that?
Say much towards.
No.
Okay. No.
There's money in the mattress. You're like
what?
I don't know what
there
that means.
What? I don't know what that means.
I don't understand.
I think he's on drugs. I'm not.
He's incoherent.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you just watch Arrested Development? Yes. It's not working. Oh. Doug, tell a story.
So this one time at band camp.
Oh,
what,
no.
What story?
Why?
What? Man, that reminds... Okay, I'll tell you a story. When I was across the street from Enron working at El Paso doing derivative accounting, everybody walked around like zombies because we all knew we were going to be fired.
Right.
But I had a sense of humor, and in accounting, that's a very rare thing. So
it
all
is.
These depressed people would randomly come to my desk and do the exact same thing you just
tell
did.
Tell me a story.
Like, make me laugh. What? What? You know, come on. I'm having a hard day. Please do something that makes me smile.
Dance, monkey, dance.
I got a... What?
Doug, you have a marketable skill, all right?
Yeah, I got a story out of that. It's
yeah,
cool.
That's and that's the way
and
it's supposed
sort of
to
an
work.
Inception-style story, too, right? Yeah.
So the ladies are coming back, and I think when they come back, we should just grow very quiet and
yes.
Reserve like we've been.
You were like, yes, it's so.
Hello,
except,
EK.
Except they stopped by the bar.
Yeah, which is the appropriate thing to do.
Wait, someone's on the way.
So
it's like
not yet, not yet. No, she's not.
And that's why we killed them and hid their bodies. Oh,
yes,
they're coming. Wait, what?
My wife is about to give me the most confusing look when she comes up. What are you guys doing? Why are you doing it?
I love doing that to my tour crowd sometimes. If one group lags behind to wait for the light, and I'll get everybody and I say, okay, now those nice people are waiting for the light, and they're not going to cross against the light, which is good, but we're going to play an awful joke on them.
Yes.
And I'll pretend to tell a story, and I'll say, no, I'm going to keep my eye on them, and they're getting closer and closer, and I want a huge reaction from you guys when they get over here, and they're getting closer and closer. And then as soon as they arrive within earshot, and I'll say, and her head fell off and rolled right at his feet, and everybody goes, oh, ah! That's it. Isn't that just the best story you heard all night?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
hi.
Hi, guys. Guess you couldn't break the law, could you? I actually thought about that when we were doing the Christmas show.
Breaking the law?
Yes.
crossing against the light? 19,
yeah, the 19 kids that were on the, yes, I did think about breaking it off.
Come here.
But it's when people would lag so far behind, and I knew they couldn't hear what was going on.
Oh, you mean Journey of the Wise Men?
Yes.
Yes.
And I was always like, am I supposed to?
And that wise man gave cocaine. Yes. Oh, hi.
Oh hey. And the last people get to go with the gladiator. The gladiator shows up. Whoever's at the back goes with him. Elimination. That would be like... Make Journey of the Wise Men an elimination game, kind of like a
like Survivor.
Survivor
like
style.
I'm sorry, you have lagged too far behind.
You are now condemned to Herod's prison.
Sorry, I don't mean to.
Yes, slaughter of the innocents, people.
I was at Costco today, and there was our casserole. The reason was because I did an accent. And now it reminded me of something.
Okay.
So I'm standing
try
in line.
Try to keep up, Trump. Try to keep up.
So the cash register person was Kara. And for some reason, when I walked up, she goes, "Hi, how are you doing?" I go, "Hello, Kara." So nice to see you. And I was like, I don't know why I just did that northeastern kind of accent. Hello, Kara. I would like to purchase some groceries today. She's like, and the other guy's looking at me like, are you okay? No, I'm not. Because from this, I need to make sure I have enough money to pay for said groceries. And then I will be getting a couple of pieces of pizza from Costco.
I love you on Paper Chase.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Mr. Fells. That's enough out of you.
Very well, Mr. Fells.
Mr. Fells.
Boy, that reference ages the crud out of me.
They will not be on mic, but my beautiful wife, EK, is here waving at the... at the non-existent camera, and our friend Jamie, whose 29th birthday it is today. Happy birthday to you. Now she hates me. It is her birthday today, and we're very happy that they're both here, even though now, look, I'm stuck on this accent. Someone help me. I cannot change this accent.
Speaking of John Houseman.
Houseman.
Speaking of John Houseman.
Speak of John Houseman.
I remember reading actually seeing an interview with Roger Moore.
All right.
Who was, John Houseman was one of his teachers in the London Shakespeare Festival.
Oh,
if you can imagine Roger Moore.
Doing
Shakespeare. But, and naturally everybody had to do scenes.
Yes.
Every now and then.
Yes.
Roger got up and did his scene, and he went back and sat down, and Mr. Houseman kind of turned his notes over, and he said, "Mr. Moore, you are without a doubt the worst actor in all of Christendom." But Roger said, "But I learned... to do that phrase just like him, and because of that, I was immensely popular in school."
Sure.
And he didn't kick me out. So.
And he's like, "Yes, I'm so unpopular that now I'm doing Brett Maverick." So, and then the Saint. Brett Maverick.
No, he wasn't Brett Maverick.
He was Bart.
He was Bo. Maverick.
Was it Bo Maverick?
It was Bo Maverick. Because
he was one of the Mavericks.
Because he was British.
Yes.
So they had to explain that somehow.
Did they?
Not really. They thought, well, we'll just give him, we'll give him one of those fancy names.
What he said? Like, what they said was, look at him, he's beautiful. That's
yes,
enough.
Yes, yes, really.
That should be enough.
That's
he's English
right.
And he's beautiful.
And that guy doesn't want to do the part anymore.
So
James Garner doesn't want to do the show anymore.
No.
So we're going to get this guy, and we're going to name him Bo, because that's like a fancy pants name.
Bo is.
Bo.
Like as in Beauregard?
Like as in Beauregard.
Beauregard.
Yes. And yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And then he did The Saint. And then he did 007.
007. Yeah.
And then what's something he did after that? Besides Love Boat.
Because they all did that.
Everyone did Love Boat. I would love to do that.
Love Boat?
The Love Boat.
It has been canceled.
I know. I would have to go back in time. I realized that I would have to go back in time.
Just so, letting you know.
So going back in time is not the highlight here.
Okay.
It's going back in time and...
Yes.
Doing the Love Boat.
Okay, so if I was going to have a time machine...
I just have a picture of him
I would go back in time...
You would kill Hitler.
Kill Hitler. And then I would get cast on the Love Boat. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Is that too much to ask?
No. I'd probably do cocaine with Hervé Villachez. That would be my one time that I've ever done cocaine would be with Hervé Villachez.
And you would pick him up and
he
could, actually, he was Fantasy Island.
Well, I know, but it's all connected.
Yeah, it's all connected there. Would you do Love American Style?
Yes.
Love American Style.
Just so I can have... Just so I can have sideburns and wide lapels.
That's right.
And then in the future, then we'd come back to now.
And do funny bits with Robert Morse.
And I would say to E.K., look, you need to watch. She goes, what? Yeah. Watch the show, Love American. She goes, I don't, Brett, like, I'm way younger than you. I don't even know what Love American is. It's where Happy Days came from. What? Yeah. Happy Days. It's another show. And she's like, I've not watched any of that. It's not interesting. Mork and Mindy. Okay, I know that one. All right. By the way, I'm speaking for my wife while she's sitting across from the table from me.
Throwing things at his head.
No.
And she assures you.
She's going, look, what I see her doing is saying, oh, you're going to pay for that later.
Good thing we have a fluffy couch.
Hey, EK, just so you know, I'm going to come over later and lie on your bed.
Yes. No. You're going to... come over later and get on my bed.
And get on your
bed. Get on our bed. That's and true. Then she's going to go get on Dad's bed.
Boy, that didn't take
long. Wow, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That took all the romance out of it. Shit.
Damn it, you get the bright blonde. What the hell?
Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
She goes, I know your shtick, Weaver.
Gonna, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I'm on to you.
Yeah, she's mattress shopping. She put it all together.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's like, jeez.
That's what she does.
Man.
She puts it all together like that.
Man. So you went to Costco, and did you buy pizza to make awesome pizza?
No, I just... So a dirty, not little secret... of Costco is not only do their prices good,
yes,
but they serve pizza there, also hot dogs, and they are very cheap. And it's not the best pizza in the whole world, but it gets the job done. I mean, it's better than Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
It's not as good as East Side Pies.
Right.
But it's good.
So it's sort of like 6th Street at 2 a.m.,
it's Ropolo's.
Well, it's kind of like,
yes.
You know what? I need to drive home.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I'm going to have to sober up real fast.
Right.
I need me some carbs.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's good. They don't have iced tea, so that's a strike against them.
Oh.
But that's okay.
All right.
And it's all Pepsi products, the drinks.
Really?
Yeah. So, but it's not going to work. Yeah.
You know, we're just
this
here to
is
do
the first time. This is the first time that we've seen two people come to the change machine, by the way, which is still out of order. I don't know whether we should shame.
No. It's a running bit now.
Okay.
It's become a bit.
But that's the thing, is they keep wanting to play skee ball.
No. The whole reason no one is playing skee ball is because there is no change in the change machine.
Yes.
Yeah, let's just put a sign on it that says, no money for you. I hate you. Go away.
That's right. Go away.
What's the fun in that?
Hey,
though?
Your money's no good here.
Or we could just all point and go, ha ha.
No, see, then they... then
the
wow, really?
And then Austin's like, are you driving my people away? I'm like, no, dude. you're driving the people away because you won't put money into the change machine.
All right. So what's the paper towel dispenser's fault then?
It's haunted.
It's haunted. Okay. Yay.
Or it's slightly sentient. So it's sentient enough to be stupid to where when you move the under it, goes, what? It's not that it doesn't know. It just keeps going, why are you doing
what?
That?
What?
What?
What? What?
Like, I would wave at you, like, but I don't have a hand.
Hey, it's like, look, I can see you've got paper towels in you. So just, you know, don't even try to tell me, oh, no paper towels here, move on, kind of thing. You know, I'm waving my hand.
And the paper towel goes, oh, I'm so transparent.
It's like, it took me putting my hand under the paper towel dispenser just to look, reaching up in there for it, for the red light to go on and go, oh,
are
hey,
you, are you cupping hey, it and giving it a how do you do? Is
hey,
that...
Is, and once I did that,
it was like, hell,
it was
kind of
like,
whoa,
oh, hey, all
hey,
right.
Fine.
It's like,
buy me dinner
you know,
first.
All I want is a paper towel. All right, here you go. Here.
Wow,
here. Jeez, no need to get fresh.
And all your therapist says is, I'm getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Sure. Keep talking.
Get in the new
yes,
boat.
Jeez, I'm so glad I'm recording this.
Yeah, she's like, getting a new boat. Getting a new boat.
I'd like to know which Bee Gee is at the bar to make the music go up to volume 11 on how you...
Did that just happen?
I swear to God it did. It's kind of like our timer ran out, you know?
Well,
our timer on the low volume
is,
ran
if,
out.
If Austin is still here, then that would make me think that he's being passive aggressive. If another bartender is here now.
It's possible another bartender said, hey, wait a second.
Why is
the music by the change machine ain't nearly loud enough?
It's just keeping people from going to the change machine.
Plus,
maybe they just
you know,
want
the
you
music
to get your Oscar
style,
and go home.
The music style kind of switched too.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't hear this as Austin's groove.
Well, it's okay, because we've hit 30 minutes
hey,
now.
Hey, look at that.
Talking about...
How can you mend a broken heart? Well, you just wrap it up and you and you move it on.
Yeah.
And now the Bee Gees have forgotten the lyrics.
Yes.
And they're just winging it with la-la-las.
That's right. So, you've been listening to a very convoluted Two Beers In. By the way, once again... Happy birthday to Jamie.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Yes.
Enjoy your Moscow Mule.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
I've always wondered about Moscow Mules in the copper cups because really all they do is just sweat more. That's...
There's
I
nothing,
mean,
nothing worse than a sweaty Moscow Mule.
Ooh, I haven't dated in a while. Is that what it's like?
God, I kind of like the thought of a sweaty Moscow Mule. There we go.
Oh, my God.
So, yes,
gender.
I've been drinking a gin and tonic. Oh, well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Isaac Scher for recording our new intro.
Yay, Isaac!
Yay! He put something together, gave me 6 takes, and I was like, okay, I like this one. So I may edit it a little bit.
A voice actors, what are you going to do?
But he's doing well.
Oh, good.
But it was the one in the voice of Schmeagol was where I was like, why'd you even do that? I mean, thank you, but
okay.
Why?
Did he use a funny Costco accent?
Yes. Hello. You are listening to Two Bears In.
That's for the Halloween special.
I've been your host, Brett Weaver.
And I'm your co-host, Monica Ballard, enjoying a golden lager.
Golden lagers fills your mouth. And Doug also had a golden lager.
Yes.
Clink.
Clink.
You, why do you do that? It reads. You don't have to say clink.
That's in case we miss.
We were thinking Hogan's Heroes. We're doing Colonel Clink.
Yes. I hear nothing. All right. We will turn the music down and talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.